This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Senate President praises resigning senators, but a trade unionist calls for wider upper house exits. Two women charged in separate cannabis importation matters. The Alexandra School principal raises alarm over CXC, exam absenteeism. Barbados seeks to strengthen ties with Venezuela despite geopolitical tensions, and Barbados and Dominica move to deepen tourism and cultural cooperation. This is the 7:30 edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. President of the Senate, the Most Honorable Reginald Farley, has commended the work of former senators, attorney-at-law Monique Tate QC, and economist Dr. Crystal Drakes, following their resignation from the upper house. Mr. Farley told Starcom Network News that their contributions were significant and said he respects their decision to step aside.
I certainly enjoy Mr. Tate and Senator Drakes and Dr. Drakes. I want to salute them and thank them for their service to the chamber. I think they were outstanding in their contributions on legislation, their bills, resolutions, but just generally as persons in their professional capacities, economists and attorney respectively, as well as individuals in society and in the way they comported themselves as senators. I think they give credit to the chamber, and I've certainly missed their contribution, and I wish them well in their ongoing engagement. I'm sure the public hasn't seen the last of them.
President of the Senate, the Most Honorable Reginald Farley. Meanwhile, noted trade unionist and former Senator Caswell Franklin has described it as embarrassing that the remaining five independent members of the upper house have not also resigned. Mr. Franklin told Starcom Network News that he supports the stance taken by Ms. Tate and Dr. Drakes, saying their decisions align with constitutional provisions.
The Prime Minister goes, all the senators, all the ministers go. Lead opposition go, all of his senators go. The president goes, her senators go. And she appointed them in her discretion. She did not appoint civil servants in her discretion. So the civil servants will stay because she appoints them acting on the advice of the service commission. So only a service commission could recommend their removal. But for her, she does this in her own discretion. So nobody else advises her. So her people have to go with her. It's as simple as that.
Trade unionist and former Senator Caswell Franklin. At least one man is nursing serious gunshot injuries following an incident in Kendall Hill, Christchurch, last night. The Barbados Police Service has confirmed that around 9 o'clock, units from the Oyston Station responded to the emergency call. That area from residents reporting hearing a barrage of gunshots. It left one man seriously injured who was rushed to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in serious condition. We'll have more as it comes to hand. Two women have appeared in the District B Magistrates Court in connection with separate cannabis-related offences. 18-year-old Oisin Matt Lolita Hines of Lamming St. Joseph pleaded not guilty to four charges: possession of cannabis, trafficking cannabis, intent to supply cannabis, and importation of cannabis. The charges relate to a seizure of suspected cannabis weighing 22.80 kilograms with an estimated street value of $182,400. Hines appeared before Magistrate Douglas Frederick yesterday evening. She was granted bail in the sum of $40,000 with one surety and is scheduled to reappear in court on the 11th of March next year. Meanwhile, 22-year-old Cherise Ramona Nandon of Bournesland Silver Sands Christchurch and Baxter's Road St. Michael pleaded guilty to similar charges arising from offences allegedly committed on December 6 this year. Those charges include possession of cannabis, trafficking of cannabis, intent to supply cannabis, and importation of cannabis. The total estimated weight of the suspected cannabis in Nanton's matter was only 4.7 kilograms, an estimated street value of $37,600. She appeared before Magistrate Frederick yesterday as well and was granted bail in the sum of $10,000. She will return to court on Thursday. The principal of the Alexandra School in St. Peter is expressing grave concern over the continued absence of students scheduled to sit the Caribbean Examinations Council exams. Principal David McCarthy noted that while absentee members are not significantly high in some subject areas, the issue remains troubling. He raised the matter during the report yesterday at the Speech Day Award ceremony.
and especially significant in CSEC, where we enter one number for the exam, but a lesser number turns up for the exam. And that continues to concern us. Some of it has to do with parents asking for their child to be withdrawn for the exam, but I think the majority of it happens where students take it upon themselves, in many cases unknown to their parents, and decide not to turn up. And if you do not turn up for your exams and you offer no explanation, then you're going to fail.
Mr. McCarthy said the situation reinforces the Ministry of Education's plan to inform parents about the true cost of education, an initiative he said he supports.
We are just about to hear about the publishing of the cost of education, a measure that I support. My only difference with the proposal is that I would have issued the information. I would not give any warning. I just issue it because I think there is much merit in reminding parents of the importance of this education that is currently going through its transformation, and that parents need to know, and the students, you the students, also need to know what it costs the taxpayers of this country to provide the education that some of your colleagues are taking for granted.
Principal of the Alexandra School, David McCarthy. Despite rising tensions between Venezuela and the United States, Barbados is pressing ahead with efforts to expand cooperation with Venezuela in areas including trade, education, healthcare, and tourism. On the education front, Barbados's ambassador to Venezuela, Aquinas Clark, revealed that the Ministry of Educational Transformation is exploring a mutually beneficial language arts arrangement between the two countries. Mr. Clark was speaking with Starcom Network News in Caracas last evening after welcoming a Barbadian delegation ahead of a two-day conference convening CARICOM officials for this year's People's Assembly.
The issue of language training, we've been discussing that for quite a long time. Of course, the Venezuelan Institute in Barbados still offers language training for free to Barbadians. I had a meeting in 2024 with the Ministry of Education with the idea of teacher exchanges where Barbadian Spanish teachers would come to Venezuela and teach English, and Venezuelan English teachers would go to Barbados and teach Spanish. Why is this important? Because the Venezuelans would be in an English environment, and therefore their English can only get better when they return to their classroom, and vice versa, the Barbadians will be in a Spanish environment. That's something that was looked at very favorably by the Ministry of Education.
In the area of healthcare, Ambassador Clark highlighted the efficiency of Venezuela's nursing program and indicated that the Barbadian government is seeking additional training opportunities for local nurses.
They have also offered training for nurses, and that's been a discussion that has been had in Barbados, and I know that that's being examined, and so it provides an opportunity for our nurses to come and train in Venezuela. Nursing in Venezuela is quite different to Barbados in that the nursing course is 5 years, and nursing is a specialty here. And so I'm hoping that we can move forward on that.
That's Barbados' ambassador to Venezuela, Aquinas Clark, speaking with Starcom Network News in Caracas. And finally, a ban on teenagers in Australia for perusing social media is causing a major stir. The Australian chief in the early 2010s says he was a true believer that the social media effects have taken a twist and a turn for the negative for children in Australia. Effectively, children under 16 in Australia have been banned from going on social media sites like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and all other Instagram sites, including Threads. This has caused a stir, and the opposition are calling for this ban to be lifted and revised. Our top stories. Senate President praises resigning senators as trade unionists call for wider upper house exits. Two women charged in separate cannabis importation matters. Alexandra School principal raises alarm over the CXE exams and many of the students being absent. Barbados seeking to strengthen ties with Venezuela despite geopolitical tensions, and the opposition in Australia calling for a reversal of the ban for under-16s to be on social media. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest in Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good morning.